Okay, welcome everybody. This is Justin Lee with InternProfits.com, and we're doing a special little case study recording here today of a successful intern who has gone on to just unbelievable and phenomenal stuff. His name is Imran Rahman, and he is the chief technology architect today behind the seven-figure speaking empire and also the internet movement. But he didn't always have such a fancy title, and he didn't always have so many roles and responsibilities behind him. And Imran actually got his start as an intern, and he's done this with a couple of different countries, with a couple of different companies. So for people who are listening to this training, if you're an intern, I want you guys to think about some of the stuff that Imran has done and where it's led him to today. And if you're a business owner listening to this, I want you to, you know, expand your mind about some of the sharp type of people who you can get as interns and how they can come on and grow and not only help you and your company in the short term, but also in the long term. So without further ado, Imran, are you on the line with us?
Absolutely, Justin. Thank you so much for having me. I'm just super excited here to share my story with the listeners on the call. And I've been very blessed in my life, and I look forward to sharing any and everything that I can with your listeners so we can just add the most amount of value to their lives.
Perfect. So let's wind back the clock a little bit, Imran, because we chatted a little bit before this, and you've actually had a couple of internships. So let's go in chronological order. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the first internship that you ever had?
Sure, absolutely. So I'm going to give you a little bit of background about myself just so that people are totally clear on, you know, where I started with and how I ended up where I am. So I was born and raised in So I was born and raised in Pakistan, and at age 14, I had the blessing, the amazing opportunity to migrate to this country. So I came here with my mom, and that was back in 1997. And so after graduating high school, I got interested in computers and technology. And so what I did is I started studying for what's known as the A-plus certification. Basically, what that is it's a certification that lets a person just know the inside and out of computer software and computer hardware. So as I was doing this computer certification, this idea came to my mind that, hey, if I was to, you know, either find a job or a local internship, it would really put me in the environment where I can not just, you know, have this knowledge that I'm learning about the certification, but actually have some math to it, like be able to experience it on a day-to-day basis. And that's where I got my first internship in my life. And I got to tell you, Justin, it has been a ride since, and it transformed my life.
So you figured out yourself, so you're still going to school at the time, and you think, I need some real-world application and practice to the stuff that I'm learning in my textbooks. Was that your thinking?
Absolutely.
And so how did you find that first internship?
Sure. So what I did is I looked up the local computer stores that were in the area.
Yep.
And there were, you know, multiple computer repair stores and computer cables and connectors and things of that nature. And I found a little computer store. And it still exists to this day in Los Angeles, California, Santa Clarita Valley, to be precise. And it is called Rogers Systems. And it was a, you know, mom-and-pop computer store, and they sold lots of computer cables and connectors. And so, you know, I found them. And so what I did is I picked up the phone, I gave them a call, and I said, hey, you know, I'm doing my A-plus certification, and I will work for you as an intern in exchange of the knowledge and the data that I would gain, the real-world experience that I would gain. And they said, you know, sure, come on in. And I got to tell you, I'm just so blessed, because that was a turning point in my life, a key moment. I got brought on as an intern, and I, of course, played all out and did the best I could. And you wouldn't believe it, 5 months later, they fired their lead technician because the guy didn't show up to work one day.
Yeah.
And they fired him, and guess who was the new lead technician?
I'm going to take a wild guess and say that they brought you on.
You are good. You are good, Justin.
So when was this that you did this first internship? Do you remember when you started?
Absolutely. So this is right after I graduated high school, which was in the year 2000.
Okay.
So this is either late 2000 or early 2001.
Okay. And so you were an unpaid intern for about 4 months?
Correct. I was there for about 4 months unpaid and then got my lucky strike.
Okay. And you found them by just, you know, getting off your butt and calling a bunch of companies that you knew were, you know, would be a fit for you to apply what you were learning at school?
Yeah, you know, honestly, at that point, I just knew that I needed to be in the environment. And, you know, I would really just call it divine design. I don't even think it's coincidence. I, you know, just found this company, picked up the phone and called them, and, you know, like to say the rest is history.
Yeah. And so when you were an unpaid intern, you were going actually into their office? They had a retail store?
Correct. They had a retail
and
store.
How often, how long were you working? How many hours a week did you work with them?
Sure, sure. So, you know, at that point, I started off part-time with them because at that time, I believe I was still working at like a fast food joint in a McDonald's or something. So I started off part-time. And then as I got deeper with my certification studies, which, of course, I did get certified and become a certified A-plus technician is what they're called. And so as I did that and I really just got into this internship of mine, at the time that it was, you know, the 4 months, I was then, you know, full-time from that point on.
And so when they promoted you, what was your starting salary when they promoted you? Do you remember?
Oh, gosh. I want to say something like $13, $14 an hour, you know, $12
okay.
an hour.
So it wasn't a huge amount of money, but it was still a decent job for somebody who's pretty much right out of high school, right?
Absolutely. It was awesome. I was a, you know, young 17, 18-year-old kid. I was happy, A, that I was in the line of work that I loved, you know, technology and computers.
Yeah.
And now I was getting paid to do it, and now I was in office. You know, I wasn't, you know, dealing with, you know, people buying hamburgers and French fries. So I was at a desk. I had a table. I had a, you know, a whole set of tools, and I was doing what I love doing. And I'm telling you, man, that internship, that was the beginning of the journey that I'm still on to this day.
And so on that particular internship, what did you like best about it?
Sure. So the first thing that I loved about it, was the fact that it was my passion. It is what I love doing. You know, I'm just in love with what technology can do for people, what technology can do for businesses. And so I wanted to understand the basic building block. I figured if I'm going to go out and build walls and build houses and build castles, I need to understand how to lay the perfect brick.
Right.
So that was the intention there, that I needed to just understand computers inside out. So then as I evolve in my technology journey, that I would have a very good foundational understanding of what I was working with.
And what of that particular internship, what did you like the least about it?
You know, I'm one of those people that I always choose to look at the glass half full, so to say. So I rarely look at the negative side of things. What did I like least about it? You know, what's one aspect of technology in general, especially when I was in that role, was that I had to react to things. So my schedule was a reactive schedule. I would show up to work, and then I'd be working on something, and then, boom, a broken computer would come in, or somebody would call in and say, hey, this is not working, that's not working. And then you have to drop what you're doing and, you know, just, you know, help that customer, help that client. And I've since realized it's so very important to be proactive in your life and control interruptions at the end of the day, so that you just really have, you know, as much of a productive day as humanly possible.
Yeah. And so on that first internship, what were the main, like, tasks or projects that they had you working on?
Sure, sure. So as an intern, I was assisting the lead technician who was repairing computers, who was building computers. He was installing the Windows operating system on computers. He was dealing with technical support having to do with, gosh, they must have had like 1,000 different cables, connectors, adapters, audio stuff, video stuff, computer parts. So I was supporting, you know, anybody that bought a product and had a question about it. And then, of course, like I said earlier, we were also, you know, repairing computers and building custom computers.
Excellent. So you were doing real-world tangible stuff. You weren't running around doing silly errands like picking up dry cleaning, right?
You know, here's the truth to that, Justin, and I firmly believe this. When a person goes into a business and they go in there and they say, hey, I'm ready to serve. I'm here to add value to your life. You know, I'm here to be an intern, whatever. What happens is that the people, the business owners, see that this is a valuable person. This person is just good at what they do. So
right.
You all of a sudden start getting the tasks that are very relevant to what you're really good at and what you love doing, because they realize this person is so good dealing with customers, this person's so good fixing computers, we wouldn't want them to do those other kind of errands.
Exactly.
And so, you know, I firmly believe that, you know, often what happens, you go into a situation with plan A, and then what happens is plan B, which is something completely different.
So it sounds like you're saying almost you're at, you know, a bit of advice that you give to somebody who's an intern is if you go in and really kick butt at what you're doing, that it's going to be painfully obvious that your supervisor would never think of putting you on a mindless task because they know they'd be putting your brain or your skills to waste.
Absolutely, Justin. Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay. So let's fast forward a little bit. So you get your internship. They promote you into a paid position. You're working at this company. You've got a paid position. But all of a sudden, another calling happens, and you take another unpaid position. Now, walk people through, because that's pretty unique for somebody to leave what you said it was your passion, and you're getting paid. How did you end up in another unpaid internship?
That's the question of the day, isn't it? So, yeah, absolutely. that will bridge this conversation from what we've been talking about into where I am in the present right now today. So that's just really a great question. So, you know, I became an intern there. I was there for a couple of years, and I just really just, you know, understood computers inside out. And I'm all about growth, and I'm all about moving forward and moving ahead. You know, as Harbecker says, you're either growing or you're dying. So, you know, the time came for me to move on, and what I did at that point is I found another local company, I interviewed with them, and I became a network technician. So I moved from the dealing with the one computer to now networks of computers, and I worked with that company for about 3 years or so out in Los Angeles, and they're still around. They're called Ignisys.co. It's a great company that basically provides technical solutions to say, like, you've got a store like Guitar Center. They've got, you know, 70 locations all over the country.
Yep.
So what I was doing then at that point was I was networking all of their locations back to corporate so that the people, when they go to Guitar Center, could do the stuff. So I did that. And then I, you know, it really hit me, you know, with technology. I was still having to react to stuff. You know, here I was in my early 20s, and I had a pager on me with a five-second response time that this thing would ring, and I had to drop what I was doing and then get on the phone and, you know, and answer the call. So I was like, you know, I like this technology stuff, but I really just got to get a hold of my schedule. So then what I did is I, interestingly enough, actually got out of technology at that point, helped a buddy of mine run an insurance company for a year. That was a lot of fun. And then, you know, what happened is my family relocated out to Florida. I was, you know, I came out, I visited, and I said, hey, Florida is awesome. I'm going to, you know, come out here too. So then I moved out to Florida. Then I, what I did is I started helping my family with their retail business. They've got a few Chevron gas station convenience stores that they invested into. So then I began running, interestingly enough, one of the stations, and that's where I really just learned a lot of the business knowledge that I have. And then one day, it all changed again. So what happened is, I was working and doing this stuff, and I realized, you know, I miss the technology stuff. Like, I'm so good at it. I love it. Now, this is like, now we're at like 2007-ish, right around there. So I'm like, you know, I'm just like, I'm missing the computer. Like, you know, I'm doing this family stuff. I'm helping them out. But, man, I want to get back into technology. But this time, I figured I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. And I want to be in control of what I do. And so I ran across a document, which is called The Perfect Business. Okay, this is by a lawyer named Richard Russell, and you can look this document up. And it describes what's known as hypothetically the perfect business, and it has 15 different aspects to it that he talks about. And to make a long story short, basically, the only business in this world that comes closest to this hypothetically perfect business is affiliate marketing. It's internet marketing. It's promoting and selling products on the internet. There was just nothing. You know, there's nothing that comes close to the amount of freedom and wealth that can be generated through that kind of a business. So now I had this knowledge, and I was, you know, still helping out my family, and I said, you know what, I'm going to get back into technology, and this time I'm going to go after the perfect business, okay? So what I did is I registered an LLC with the state of Florida, and this is where, you know, it's just really, I'm getting goosebumps on my hands talking about this, because this is what I mean by divine design. this is what happened. So, you know, here I am. I registered this new company, and now Dustin Matthews, who's my partner now, Dustin Matthews at that time was promoting one of his businesses, and his business was called Business Credit Infusion, and
right.
It's a system that teaches entrepreneurs how to get money for their business completely separate from their Social Security number, all under the tax ID. And so what he was doing at that time is he had bought a list of people that had recently registered a company in Tampa so he could market to that list and say, hey, look, you recently started a company, you recently started a business, let me show you how to get money for it.
Okay.
So one day I come home, and in my mailbox is a postcard from Dustin. And he's saying, hey, come on this teleseminar and talk about how to get money for your business for this new company that I had just registered. And I said, oh, this is interesting. I, you know, put it aside and got busy with life doing whatever I was doing. Then I get the second, it was a three-step campaign, so I get the second postcard. And I'm like, this is interesting. Who is this Dustin guy? And it's like, how did he get a hold of me? Like, you know, at this point I haven't connected all the dots that he bought the list and he's marketing to it and all this. I'm like, okay, I wonder who he is, whatever. I get the third postcard, and I'm like, okay, it's time to go to Google, time to type his name in and see who this guy is, see what he's up to.
Yeah.
And, man, I got to tell you, it changed my life. That Google search changed my life. I looked him up. I see that Dustin's written a book called How to Get Rich Working for Free. And, you know, as we talked about my past internship, it was like a light bulb moment. Hey, how about I email Dustin and say, I'll work for you for free. Heck, the guy's written a book called How to Get Rich Working for Free. He'll be receptive to what I'm saying. And again, I'm going to use this phrase one more time, like they say, the rest is history.
Yeah. And so you contacted him and you said what?
So what I did is I sent him an email and I said, hey, Dustin, my name is Imran, and I would love to work for you for free. And at that time, it was part-time because I was still running the family business.
Right.
And Dustin, you know, replied back and said, yeah, that sounds awesome. Let's meet up. We met up at Barnes & Noble's cafe. And then basically I started helping him out with the same business, credit infusion business, that he, you know, marketed me about, and doing any and everything that I could do for him. So anything technology related, anything business related, if he wanted me to call somebody, if he wanted me to deal with customer service, anything and everything that I knew how to do, I shared with him. And this is a key point. I want to just make sure we drive this home. That, you know, when you go into a situation and you go as an intern, you want to make sure that you do not limit what you do to this, that, or the other. Just go there to really just add value to the person, to the business, in any way that you can. So, you know, nothing was beneath me. I told Dustin, I'll help you. Anything that know how to do, I will do for you. And that's been something I've used my whole life, and it's just been so powerful to be able to go up to someone and say, hey, I'm here to serve you. Whatever I know how to do, I'll do for you. So really, you know, as I got started with Dustin as an intern, I was doing anything, you know, that I knew how to do, I would do for him.
And so let me just make sure I understand the timeline here. Your first unpaid internship happens sort of end of 2000, beginning of 2001. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then you do that for 4 months. It turns into a paid job. You get another. You do a couple different jobs. You move to Florida. You're running the family business. And what, we're fast-forwarding, what, 6 years to 2007 is when you come into contact with Dustin?
You got it. Yes, absolutely.
So for somebody, so you've been a paid person for 6 years in the workforce, and you thought, you know what, I have bigger dreams than what I'm doing right now, and I realized that I might have to take an unpaid internship to get to where I want to eventually get to.
Absolutely, and there's a key point here. What I was doing is I was transitioning into a completely different industry. What I was doing is, you know, I had technology knowledge, and I was helping my family run their business, but now I was getting into internet marketing, and so, you know, I could either go to a place and say, you know, yeah, go ahead and hire me on as a person, as a job at whatever dollars an hour, you know, and get a paycheck, and that's one avenue of things. Or I said, how about I just really get to know this guy because he's written a book called How to Get Rich Working for Free. So obviously he knows what he's talking about. And so, you know, I approached him and offered to work as an intern instead of asking for a job because – I truly believe, and this is, again, a core of what internships are all about, is when you give, you receive. So all I wanted to do to Dustin was say, hey, look, I love what you're up to. I love the fact that you're in internet marketing, which I believe is the ideal business on the planet. What can I do for you? How can I add value to you? So at no point did I ask for any money, because all I wanted to do was to serve him so I can transition into internet marketing from what I was doing at that time.
And so when you interned with Dustin, what did you like best about your internship with him?
How long
did it last? Went from the point of it, or I guess maybe talk about how did it transition out of an unpaid internship into something where you started earning money?
Absolutely. So for the next about 6 months or so, I was doing part-time stuff for Dustin. So in the evenings, I would do work for him. Anytime on the weekends that I could, do anything for him, I did that. So that went on for about 6 months, about 6 months or so. Then I don't hear from Dustin for about another 4 months or so. Dustin at that time was doing product launches. And, you're obviously aware of how much time and effort and energy it takes to do one of these product launches. So Dustin was MIA, as far as I'm concerned, for 4 months. And then it was a beautiful day. I remember it to this moment precisely. I get a call. The caller ID says Dustin. I'm like, oh, how cool. I haven't heard from Dustin forever. He calls me up and says, hey, I'll bring you on, and I'll pay you a salary. I want you to come and work with me. And I was jumping up and down that day.
That's awesome. So when you were interning with Dustin, what did you like best about it?
Well, I was working in the ideal business, in the best business in the world. So the fact that I was now getting into an industry, which I'm still in to this day, and which I believe from the bottom of my heart is truly one of the best industries in the world, is to promote and market and sell information and solve people's problems using the internet. So the fact that I was in my dream business was one. Number two, Dustin's about the same age as me. He's just very upbeat, very positive, and was just very thankful for everything that I did. So I really enjoyed the fact that, I was getting to help someone who's awesome and good at what he does, and that I was learning everything. That was just awesome. I was meeting amazing people in the industry and building relationships that I still enjoy to this day. I was just in a, as far as I'm concerned, Justin, I was in a dream scenario. It was just perfect, everything that I could have asked for.
And what, I know your glass is half full, Imran, but I still got to ask you this question. What did you like least about your internship with Dustin?
The best way I can answer that question is at that time, Dustin was just like launching his career. He was really new. I would have loved to, started to intern for someone who was a rock star already. And then at the same time, though, looking back, I'm telling you, it was just so phenomenal that we connected at a time where he was working out of the garage, so to say, the launching. Just launching the thing. So the friendship that we have to this day and the relationship that we've had now is one that is really a lifetime relationship. It was kind of like he was just starting out, and that was kind of like, there wasn't too much action going on. It was just, we were just doing the best we can. And then over the years, of course, it's just been so amazing and so fortunate to grow with him and where we are today and what we're doing today. It's just so amazing and so exciting.
And so I know you mentioned when you were helping out Dustin, you were sort of a jack of all trades. Were there any particular tasks or projects that you worked on that you would say maybe turned into like a portfolio of work for you, or that you could show someone and say, hey, I did this, I did that, like creating websites or any writing or anything like that? Or
that's really it. That's really it right there. You said it. I was building web pages. I was troubleshooting technologies. Plus, already had the foundation with computers and technology.
Yeah.
I never really got into the web design and the marketing and the copywriting and graphic design and all these other things that are a part of internet marketing. So I was learning about everything to do with internet marketing. The skills that I use to this day, today, right now, little things like, how to set up a conference call and record it. Like, I didn't know how to do that.
Sure.
Learning that, how to do webinars, how to market and promote information, add value to people's lives, and then go for a sale. How does that process work? As a matter of fact, believe it or not, I'm going to sound naive, I didn't really have an understanding of what even marketing was until I met Dustin. Like I knew, businesses have to, advertise, and that's important. But really, my understanding of marketing, I attribute it to the time when I started the journey with Dustin. That's where I really began to understand what marketing is and really how important it is to any business.
So let's fast forward to today. So when did the internship with Dustin, so you said you sort of lost touch with him for a few months, and then when did he officially offer you the position? When was that, the paid position?
So this was the beginning of 2008.
Okay. And so at the beginning of 2008, you took a paid position. So let's fast forward to today. Where are you today with your career?
Absolutely. Great question. So from about 2008, 2009, all the way to 2010, for about 3 years or so, I ran this business for Dustin.
Okay.
You know, Dustin was doing other things, and I was practically the go-to person for this business, credit infusion business. And then what we did is, as of this year, what we've done is we've actually transitioned into some new projects that we're working on. And so for about 3 years, I was the go-to person for this business, credit infusion business, and I practically ran it so Dustin could be, you know, doing other things that he wanted to work on. At the beginning of this year, Dustin came up to me and said, hey, how would you like to actually become partners in this business, and we can just be a partner. And then so as of this year, we've actually been partners in that business, credit infusion business, and, you know, come fast forward another 6 months later, now we're really just kind of like wrapping it up and putting it up on the shelf, so to say, so we can focus on some of these other new projects that we're working on.
And so what new projects are you working on today? I know you've got your Atomics app business. Is that sort of your main focus right now, or is there something else?
Well, actually, the Atomic Apps is also something that we started and that I passed on to the partner that I was with on that business. So that's really, you know, something that's also to the side now. What we're primarily focused on today is the internet movement and our first info product / service that we've launched, which is called the Automated Webinar Cash Machine. So now, you know, fast forward 4 years later from when I met Dustin, I am literally, I can say this confidently, living my dream life. I am doing what I absolutely love to do, which is full-time internet marketing. And not only that, we are getting to work with and teach entrepreneurs and business owners all over the world on how to start online businesses, how to make money with online businesses. And the latest incarnation of that has been our new product that we're launching, which is called the Automated Webinar Cash Machine. Which is just so exciting. So it's just been truly amazing.
If I had to summarize it, your second unpaid internship took you from being an unpaid intern to being an entrepreneur and to moving into a situation where the person that you interned with, you're actually now a business partner of theirs, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. That's it.
That's awesome.
And now all this, Justin, because I sent an email.
Because you got off your butt and you did something.
That's it.
And you actually, both times, if I'm not correct, both that way back when you were in high school and then this most recent one, you created your own internship, correct?
Yeah, really. I just these people didn't have an internship program. I just went in and said, hey, I'll work for you for free because I wanted to be in the environment that business was conducting on a day-to-day basis.
Okay. So this is sort of a bit of a softball, but I ask you the question anyway. What advice would you give to somebody who's considering taking an internship?
Oh, my gosh. Having experienced twice in my life the amazing power of what happens when you go out and you just really show up to another person or business and say, hey, I'm here to serve. I'm here to add value to you. How can I help you? How can I be of service to you? What happens after that is, again, going back to our term, is divine design. Really, you go in with plan A. You go in and you say, hey, I want to help and serve another business owner, and then sooner that you know it, you're making more money than you would be making if you went about it from a job perspective, and B, you're building relationships, connections, you know, for those that are in a line of work that they despise, that they're not excited about. Oh my gosh, I would tell you, as soon as you have your finances straight that you can, you know, get away from it, or even right now, if you can stop, like, you know, I don't know, stop watching TV or whatever you're doing that's maybe not the best, highest use of your time, if you can take that same time and intern in an industry, in a business that you're passionate about, that you love doing, I am telling you, you will be unstoppable. it will change your life. I'm an example of that.
Well, actually, I want to touch on, I think that's an interesting point that you just brought up, because there's some controversy around unpaid internships, and a lot of people think that only wealthy people can afford to do them because they can't work for free. But if I'm hearing your story correctly, correct me if I'm wrong, when you were interned with Dustin, you were working during the day, your regular job to pay the bills, and then in the evenings you would go and work for him for free instead of, like you said, watching TV.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I one of my passions has been self-empowerment, self-development from that high school time, ever since I was so blessed to immigrate to the United States. I've just had this strong desire in me to be the best that I can be. So, you know, my advice, my thoughts I can share with those that are on this call is, you know what, go out there and play all out. You know, if there's something in your life that you want bad enough, I'm here to tell you that the human spirit is so powerful. It is so amazing. There is nothing in this world that can stop you from getting what you want. So you've got to think out of the box. And one of the ways that you think out of the box is an internship. You go out, you go to someone in a line of work that you love, that you're passionate about, that you want to get into, and you say, hey, how can I help you? How can I serve you? Even if it's part-time, do whatever you got to do. Just get in there, and I'm telling you, what happens then over the coming months and years is really magical.
Awesome. Imran, any final words? I've gotten, this has been a phenomenal story. Any final words for anybody who's listening, whether they are an existing intern, an aspiring intern, or maybe a business owner who's not sold on interns? What would you have to say to them?
Sure. First of all, I'd just like to thank you so much. You know, I believe what you're up to and what you're doing is just so phenomenal, because I know internships personally in my own life has just been such a blessing. I wouldn't be where I am today had it not been for those two key internships, that phone call I made, that email that I sent, which got me where I am today. So, you know, I'm just so thankful that I'm able to contribute and share my story with others and inspire others. And I appreciate you for the work that you're doing so much, because, you know, I truly believe that internships on both perspectives, as a person getting an internship, getting into a career and a business that you want to get into, hopefully eventually will turn into a paid position, almost always does. It did in my case. And also from the business standpoint, it's just so very powerful, you know, as a business owner, to have another body, to have another mind, to have another person that's there to help you, support you. You know, if Dustin had been close to that idea and wouldn't have, you know, allowed me to become an intern, you know, he wouldn't have been able to take the time to work on all the other stuff that he did while I was running his business for him. So, you know, I would just encourage those that are considering an internship to just really work with Justin. And, you know, he's really, I believe, cracked the code on how to go about it in such a way that you almost guarantee your success. So, you know, tune into him, listen to what he's saying, take action, go out there, make it happen, go out there, do it, and as you do, your life will change, you know, for the better. So I'm just so thankful that I had this opportunity to share my story with the people on the call here.
Awesome. Well, Imran, thank you so much for doing this, and you've obviously been a huge success story, and we love hearing success stories. So keep up the good work, and again, congratulations on, like you said, building your life to where you're living the dream. So thanks so much for doing this.
It's my pleasure, Justin. Thank you so much, and I wish you the best with what you're doing, and I know you'll keep going to the top.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Dustin. Talk to you soon, Justin.
Okay, bye.
Bye now.